It's Wednesday, January 17th, 2024, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Cloud infrastructure spending soars as traditional IT declines. Some key takeaways from IDC. Strategic AI integration, IT firms' new opportunity in data analytics and culture transformation. And Google's strategic move in cloud competition, no more exit fees. This is the Business of Tech. I dove into CES yesterday, and today I want to take a step back and give some more significant market updates. The latest Consumer Price Index report shows sticky inflation in key areas of the economy, which could complicate expectations of near-term interest rate cuts. The report indicates that prices are rising faster than desired, particularly in the services sector, while goods prices are falling. Contrary to market expectations, the Federal Reserve may take a cautious approach to rate cuts. According to a report by IDC, spending on cloud infrastructure deployments grew by 2.9% in Q3 2023, reaching $25.4 billion. The non-cloud segment, on the other hand, experienced an 8.2% decline. Cloud infrastructure spending is shifting towards robust configurations to address complex workloads and support emerging AI initiatives. IDC forecasts double-digit growth in cloud-based spending for 2024, with shared and public cloud infrastructure capturing the largest share of total infrastructure spending. Service providers accounted for 61.7% of the total market spending, while non-service providers decreased spending. Cloud infrastructure spending is expected to reach $152 billion in 2027, accounting for 68.8% of total compute and storage infrastructure spend. According to Gartner, the PC market experienced a significant decline in 2023, with a 14.8% drop in worldwide PC shipments compared to 2022. Lenovo, HP, Dell, and Apple all saw shipment declines. This data comes when PC makers are introducing new models with AI functionality to capture new user computing initiatives. And according to IDC Tracker, Apple has taken the top spot in the smartphone market in 2023 with a record high market share despite an overall market drop of 3.2%. The global smartphone market experienced a decline of 3.2% in shipments in 2023, but the second half of the year showed growth and indicates a recovery for 2024. Apple's success is attributed to the increasing trend of premium devices and aggressive trade-in offers. Why do we care? The report of sticky inflation, particularly in the services sector, suggests that businesses in the IT services industry might face higher operational costs in the near term. Companies should plan for potential increases in expenses such as salaries, software licensing fees, and service costs. The possibility of the Federal Reserve taking a cautious approach to rate cuts means that borrowing costs may remain higher for longer. IT businesses should be strategic about their investments and look for alternative funding sources if you rely heavily on borrowed capital. And if you need more data that the cloud is in, I have it for you. I'm not convinced that AI PCs are a thing, but let's leave that possibility out there. According to the IMF, AI is expected to impact around 40% of global employment, with advanced economies becoming more affected than emerging markets and developing economies. The ability of AI to impact high-skilled jobs may lead to lower wages and reduced hiring, and in extreme cases, some jobs may disappear. A new Deloitte report on generative AI reveals that business leaders are optimistic about its potential, but also concerned about its societal impact and the availability of technical talent. The survey found that 79% of respondents expect generative AI to transform their organizations within 3 years. However, they are focused on practical benefits today and worry about centralizing global economic power and increasing economic inequality. Technical talent is seen as the main barrier to AI adoption, followed by regulatory compliance and governance issues. And per the Harvard Business Review, generative AI is playing a role in catalyzing a data-oriented culture within organizations. A survey shows that there has been a significant increase in the establishment of data and analytics cultures in companies, which can be attributed to experiments with generative AI. This technology can potentially transform organizations and their cultures, but it requires education, strategic thinking, and production deployment to realize its impact fully. Why do we care? Despite my skepticism of AI PCs, I'm not skeptical of AI broadly. There's demand, and even without AI directly, data continues to grow in value. IT service firms can capitalize on this by offering services that integrate generative AI with data analytics or focus on data. And even without AI itself, AI frameworks for usage are a necessary step. And a couple of key product changes. From the information, Google will no longer charge fees for customers switching their data from its cloud servers to competing clouds upon exiting their Google Cloud contracts. The move comes as regulators increasingly examine cloud providers' business practices, although Google did not mention Amazon Web Services and Microsoft, the two largest cloud providers. Microsoft has updated its major commercial cloud services to allow European customers to keep all their personal data within the European Union. The move responds to pressure from EU regulators and exceeds the EU's data sovereignty requirements. Microsoft also plans to fully transition the processing and storage of data required during technical support interactions to the EU. Microsoft Exchange Server 2019 has reached the end of mainstream support, but will continue to receive patches for security issues. Two cumulative updates, CU14 and CU15, are scheduled for release in 2024. Microsoft has not provided guidance on the future of Exchange Server, but will share more details soon. Admins are advised to migrate to Exchange 2019 until October 2025 or Microsoft's hosted Exchange Online for continued support. Why do we care? Exchange itself is a pretty uncertain path, and I have no idea why you'd still be using it. You do you, I guess. Google's lack of fees comes with many terms and conditions. That said, it's a power move when one is looking to create competitive differentiation. It can also be seen as a response to the growing scrutiny of cloud providers' business practices. The move could make Google Cloud more attractive to potential customers concerned about vendor lock-in or those prioritizing flexibility in their cloud strategy. Use the changes in cloud services policies to negotiate better terms with providers or to offer more flexible and cost-effective solutions to clients, particularly those concerned about data sovereignty and vendor lock-in. Thanks for listening. Today, Customer Service Day. That's a good one for managed services and IT services companies. Got a comment, a question, a thought on a story? Put it in the comments if you're on YouTube, or reach out to me on LinkedIn if you're listening to the podcast. I'll talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines, posted at businessof.tech. If you like the content, please make sure to hit that like button and follow or subscribe. It's free and easy and the best way to support the show and help us grow. You can also check out our Patreon, where you can join the Business of Tech community at patreon.com/MSPradio, or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. Finally, if you're interested in advertising on the show, visit MSPradio.com/engage. Once again, thanks for listening to me, and I will talk to you again on our next episode of The Business of Tech.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.